When we were doing Kermit and Mayer's Home Entertainment Service, we showed the trailer for Unhinged, which said in cinemas, in theaters, see it on the biggest possible screen. Okay, so this is the movie. It's, the release date has been moved around. It was, you know, September, then it came back to July, then end of July, I think in America it's gone back to, anyways. But it is here still the kind of, you know, the big re-release movie. So the story is, as you'll know from the trailer, Rachel is a mother in the middle of a messy divorce. She's trying to take her kid to work and also get to her own work appointment. She comes up behind a truck being driven by Russell Crowe. She honks him. He then pulls up alongside and says, you know, I wanted a courtesy honk. No, you honk, you should apologize. She says, I don't have anything to apologize for. He says, fine, in that case, I'm going to run you and your family down for the rest of the movie, and I'm going to blame you for it. Here's a clip.
I don't have anything to apologize for, sir.
Mom, it's okay. Just apologize.
Well, I don't think that's really true of any of us now, is it? But that's where we are in this world today. We seem to have developed a fundamental inability to apologize to anyone for anything. I don't even think you really know what a bad day is.
But you're going to find out. So this is kind of, basically, this is pitched somewhere between Steven Spielberg's Duel and Joel Schumacher's Falling Down, but without the intelligence of either of those. It's a nuts and bolts thriller. It does exactly what you think it's going to do. If you've seen the trailer, you know the thing. It's Russell Crowe. He's large, he's angry, he's aggressive, you know, and he's going to just, you know, chase somebody down because he's having a really bad day. And there's going to be a bit when a massive truck runs over a car, which you need to see on the big screen. And There is no way of kind of arguing that this is kind of an analysis of societal rage. I mean, it was interesting when Falling Down came out, there was a lot of stuff about what did it mean? What was it saying? You know, was it a pernicious message? Was it, what kind of movie was it? When Duel came out, there was a lot of people saying, wow, it's brilliant because, you know, TV thing, but on the other hand, so brilliant in its, you know, Hitchcockian counterpoint, the way in which he's made this battle between the car and the truck, which is almost like a battle between a man and a dinosaur, which is why there's the connection, you know, later. And also with, you know, Jaws, which is kind of like Duel in the water. This isn't any of that. This is Russell Crowe is really angry and he's got a car and he's going crazy. And I sat there in the cinema watching this, and I haven't been in the cinema now for 4 months, and they wanted me to see it on a big screen because it is meant to be seen on the big screen. And although the film itself is fine, I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's popcorn stuff. I kind of quite enjoyed some of it, and it doesn't, you know, it doesn't in any way push the boundary. I mean, it's not a stretch for Russell Crowe to play this character, for example. But sitting there in the cinema, watching this play out on a big screen, okay, big, big screen, particularly the stuff with the cars and the trucks and all the rest of it, I did think, oh, I've missed this. I've really missed this. Now, I saw it in a very lucky circumstances. They put the screening on for me. I mean, I was pretty much alone in the screening room. But, you know, that thing, the lights went down, the screen came up, the sound came on. And for 90 minutes or however long the film was, it's, you know, it's a kind of snappy ride. I just enjoyed being in the cinema watching big stuff happen. So that's the deal with Unhinged. It is absolutely the, if you've seen the trailer, if you've seen the poster, it is that film. There is nothing in it that will surprise you or make you think, I didn't see that coming. No, it is that film. But having not been able to see a movie on a big screen, I remember when you and I were doing Kermode and Mayer's Home Entertainment Service, no longer on iPlayer, annoyingly, we talked about this trailer as, you know, look, that's what we're missing. That's what you're missing, the big screen experience. And whatever may be right or wrong with Unhinged, you know, it was the thing about being back in the cinema did fill me with joy, because it's been so long and I really have missed it.